Coming up on Hands on Android, I heard from an emailer who has a question about removing bloatware from his Note 10 Plus. I've got the answer next. Hands on Android is brought to you from LastPass Studios. You're focused on security, but are your employees? LastPass can ensure that they are by making access and authentication seamless, whether they're working in the office or remote. Visit LastPass.com/twit to learn more.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands on Android is brought to you by IT Pro TV. Visit itpro.tv/twit and use code TWIT30 for an additional 30% off for the lifetime of your active subscription. Hello and welcome to Hands on Android. I'm Jason Howell. At the end of each episode, I ask for your questions, which, reminder, you can always email handsonandroid@twit.tv. Well, I've been getting a nice stream of Android questions from you, and I thank you for that. So today, I'm going to do my best to answer one of them. Don writes, I have a Samsung Note 10 Plus. I love the Note series, but the one thing that I don't like is all of the additional stuff that Samsung forces. For example, their store. It seems like there are 20 apps that can't be removed or blocked. I don't like Bixby, don't want Bixby, yet there it is all the time. What I would really like to do is get all of that stuff off the phone along with Facebook and Twitter. Why those can't be uninstalled is a mystery to me. Well, we're going to show you how next. We've got a couple of different ways that you can do it, starting with this one. Okay, I totally agree with you. Certain apps should be removable. On the Samsung Galaxy S20 Ultra that I have here, Facebook is pre-installed. So if I tap and hold, go into app info here, all the way down, I can go to the details in the store. And you'll notice when you go to the store, it has an uninstall button. I'm going to go ahead and tap that, and you'll see what happens. I've uninstalled it, and I can still open it. It hasn't actually removed the app from the device. All I've done is uninstall the updates on the device, which don't make a whole lot of sense. So what you can do is tap and hold, and you get this little disable function. If I disable it, essentially it removes the app from the home screen where I had it. It removes it from the app tray. I find where Facebook, let's see here, Facebook would sit somewhere around here. It removes it from there. It deletes all of the cached data of that app. But if I go into settings, and we'll go ahead and jump into apps, and all of the apps here, find Facebook in the list because it didn't actually remove it from anywhere. It's disabled, so it's removed from view, but it still occupies space on the phone. And for some people, that's just not enough. And if that's you, maybe you want to go nuclear and get that damn app off your device once and for all. Hallelujah. Well, again, unless you want to go all in and root your device, which is probably taking it a little bit too far for most people, you're out of luck. But you can remove the app entirely for you, meaning once you do what I'm about to show you, the app won't even appear in your app settings menu anymore. You'll never know that it exists on your device, even though it still does. It's just so far out of sight, you won't run across it again. Now, this requires a little bit of extra know-how, so only do this if you feel comfortable following along. If you remove the wrong app, say a critical system app, your phone might not operate correctly until you do a factory reset. If you choose to try this, you are responsible. What you'll need to do this is a computer. That's Windows, Mac, or Linux. I'm going to be using my MacBook Pro for this tutorial, and then, of course, a cable to plug your phone into the computer, in this case, via the USB-C port. And again, I don't have the Note 10 Plus, so I'm going to be using the Galaxy S20 Ultra to demonstrate. And do keep in mind that these instructions work for all kinds of phones, not just Samsung phones, specifically the Note 10 Plus that Don wrote in about. All right, so let's do this. All right, so first things first, which computer are you using? If you're using a Windows device to do this, you're going to need to install USB drivers for your device. And I'm going to link to it in our show notes on the show page, but you can install your OEM USB drivers from Google directly. They've got walkthroughs on Windows 10, Windows 8.1, all these different Windows versions and all of the different OEMs that your phone might fall into. You install the right USB driver, that will allow you to then connect your phone to your computer and do some of these commands that we're going to be talking about. Okay, now next you're going to need to download the latest ADB binaries. And ADB is kind of your access point into the tools that you need in order to make these under the hood changes. Again, links to these can be found on the show page, twit.tv/HOA for this episode. But download those and then extract the files into a directory to keep those files tucked away where you can access them. I have them installed on my MacBook Pro. I'm going to place them in my home directory. So I've placed them in my home directory. And what we're talking about specifically are these platform tools. This is going to be what we're going to use. If we go into here, you're going to see a lot of files that you've maybe never looked at before. ADB is really the magical one. Now we need to turn to the phone. So we're going to open up developer settings menu here. And maybe you've done this, maybe you haven't. On the Samsung phone, I'm going to go to about phone, go to software information, and find the build number, tap that a number of times until it says that I'm about to be a developer. Let me enter in my PIN. And hey, developer mode has been turned on. Okay. So now I have that developer mode. Let's see here. Go ahead and get in there. Developer options. Come on. There we go. Now we've got to the right one. All right. USB debugging. This is one of the primary things that you need to activate here. This allows that advanced kind of connection between the computer to the phone with some extra permissions to allow you to do certain things that we're going to rely on in this tutorial. So allowed US debugging, yes, set that to on. And there we go. And we are good to go. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and set this down. Before I do, you can see now that I've opened up USB debugging, it's asking me if I want to allow this computer to connect through that into the phone. I'm basically giving it permission, saying, yes, I trust this computer, which I do because it's mine. So I'm going to go ahead and allow it. And now we can set that down. Now on my Mac, I'm going to jump into Terminal. I'm going to launch my Terminal app. Get rid of this so that's maybe a little bit easier to see here. And in Terminal now, I placed platform tools in my home directory. LS shows me the contents of the directory that I'm in right now. I'm in my home directory, and I can see platform tools is one of the locations there. So I'm going to go CD space platform dash tools. That's going to take me into that directory, LS, to show even yet again what's in that directory. And there is my ADB file that I'm looking for. This episode of Hands on Android is brought to you by IT Pro TV. IT Pro TV has made learning IT and finishing IT certifications possible. Right now, with everything that's going on in the world, it has never been a better time to visit itpro.tv/twit and sign up for the remote learning opportunities that IT Pro TV has to offer. Go to itpro.tv/twit and use code TWIT30 for an additional 30% off for the lifetime of your active subscription. That's itpro.tv/twit, code TWIT30. IT Pro TV, build or expand your IT career and enjoy the journey. So what I'm going to do first and foremost, because I know my computer is connected to my phone, I'm going to go /ADB devices. On a Windows machine, the /- is unnecessary. You would just type ADB devices at this point. But on a Mac, the /, that's important. Going to do this, and it's going to show me a list of the devices that the computer is connected to. That's important. This tells me that the connection is made appropriately. So I'm happy to see that. Yay, we're all connected. All right, so the next step is a little bit more complicated. You're leveling up, so congratulations. Just follow along. So while we're in here, I'm going to go /ADB shell. And we'll enter into a new mode. If you're not seeing the dollar sign, you've done it wrong. Try it again. If you are seeing the dollar sign, congratulations, you're where you need to be. Now enter the following command, and this command is going to help you find the apps package name. In this case, I'm going to use Microsoft's OneDrive because that's also installed on the Samsung device and you can't remove it. Same as Facebook. So the command is PM space list space packages bar grep, G-R-E-P, and then Microsoft. And once I issue that, it comes back with a couple of Microsoft apps that are installed on my device. Specifically, the one I'm looking for is that SkyDrive app. That is the OneDrive app, and I'm going to try and remove that. All right. So specifically, what we're looking at is everything that comes after package colon. So com.microsoft.skydrive. I'm going to go ahead and copy that and paste that over into my little notepad over here, just so that I have it the way that it's supposed to be spelled out in particular. That way I don't mess it up trying to type it over later. Now we're going to execute the following command that can be copied, that can include the copied package name that I just moved over there. So pm space uninstall space dash k space dash dash user, because what we are doing is we are uninstalling it for user zero, which is basically our user account. It'll still exist in the far underbelly of the phone, but for this user account, it's going to be gone, and for all user accounts on the phone, essentially. And then the very last thing that we paste into here is the package name. So com.microsoft.skydrive. And once I do that and hit enter, success. All right, that's what we want to see. It says that it is gone. So if we go over to my phone, remember how it existed. Hopefully it can recognize me. How it existed on the main screen, you see SkyDrive is no longer there. In fact, you're not going to find it in the app tray. Let's see here. No more SkyDrive there. You're not even going to find it if you go into apps and look for it there. So we'll scroll down. First of all, we'll check Microsoft to see if it's there. No. And SkyDrive. SkyForce, great game, but no SkyDrive. Hey, I think we have success. And that file, like I said, it still exists on the phone. All we've done is uninstall it for the current user, that is user zero, and it's gone. Now, finally, you might actually want to get this back. Maybe you remove something and you're like, wait a minute, I want to actually get it back on the phone, and because it's there, you should be able to do this. It's really not that difficult. So I'm going to go ahead and close Terminal. I'm going to go ahead and open it again. Bring this back down for you. Get back in, because I'm in my home screen. I'm going to get back into my platform tools directory. If you saw what I did there, I typed plat and then tab, and because it recognized platform tools in that directory, it just auto-filled for me. And ls to get my directory. There we go. Everything's there as I hoped for. /adb shell. So we're launching into the shell again. And this is where we install the existing app. So cmd package install dash existing, and then the name of the package, which in this case is com.microsoft.skydrive. Hit that, package installed for user zero. And I'll go ahead and go back over to my phone here and hope. Let's see here. Well, there it is, OneDrive. The package is called SkyDrive, but it's called OneDrive, and we have it existing in the app tray. Success, it's back on the phone. So now you know a few ways to remove those apps that won't come off in the normal ways that you're used to. Now, a huge word of caution, because you called out the Samsung store specifically, and this is one of those times where you must be very careful what you choose to remove. The Samsung store is Samsung's way of updating many features on your phone, including its apps that you might actually still want to use, say the Samsung apps made for the S Pen, that sort of stuff. So my recommendation is to leave that one on there and use that as an example of other apps that you might have an itch to remove. They may be necessary for some unforeseen reason. So just keep that in mind. Thanks for the awesome question. I hope I didn't lose you along the way. Send me your questions. I'll do my very best to answer them on the show. hands-on-android@twit.tv. Also visit the show page at twit.tv/HOA to subscribe to the podcast, as well as on YouTube. All the links to do that are easily found there. That is it for this week. Thank you for watching Hands on Android. We'll see you next time.